Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
Where?
To the below.
In your water-stained dressing gown.
Well, it's already ruined. The show, I mean.
Hello, and welcome back to Middle Below. First of all, thank you for still being subscribed to this feed. We haven't been posting very much. We are currently working on season 2, and we will have some news about that very soon. But for now, we would like to share with you a recording from our last set of live shows at the Edinburgh Horror Festival at the end of October. We did 4 shows at the Banshee Labyrinth in Edinburgh, and all of them were a mess. Due to the small space and the tech setup, and also the fact that we were kind of having to set up and close down really quickly, the recordings aren't the best quality, but they do communicate how slightly anarchic the show was. If you'd like to hear some more for some reason, we'll be posting some highlights from our other shows on our Patreon page, patreon.com/tincanaudio. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy the show. Special shout out to Francesco and Jack.
Anyway,
thank you all so much for coming to our little show here at the Banshee Labyrinth.
Especially during such miserable weather.
This show tonight has been made possible by the organisers and volunteers here at Edinburgh Horror Festival, the advice of our friends in other audio drama shows,
and of course our fantastic listeners and Patreon supporters.
So if you haven't heard the show before, first of all,
thank you
for giving our weird little show a chance, especially after that beginning. Middle Below is an audio fiction podcast based in Glasgow, and it's all about ghosts, cats, and the slightly odd people who look after them.
We've written this show as a sort of taster for the first season.
And tonight is a live radio recording, so if you've never been to one of those before, first of all...
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And people say radio is dead.
No, it's alive, and well, it's just not very interesting.
No. Basically, one thing to note is that as it's a recording, we will make mistakes. Mm. Well, I also have these massive glasses on. Soz.
Some of us will make mistakes.
I'll make mistakes, is essentially what we're saying here.
The most important thing to remember about live radio recording is that if you find something funny,
laugh!
It sounds really obvious, but we didn't tell the audience last night and it got weird. It got very weird. So if you're one of these people who has these really silent laughs, you know, the kind of... Microphones aren't going to pick that up.
Yeah, you're pretty much useless to us.
Without further ado, and one last thing as well. We are doing a 4-show run here at the Edinburgh Horror Festival. We had one show last night. We're doing a show tonight, obviously. And we have two more nights. And each of these shows, we are having a costume competition, because we don't normally look like this. Well, I mean, Charlotte normally does. But yeah, so we're having a costume competition.
That's pretty close.
So at the end of the night, I will be asking everyone to vote on who had the best costume, including our amazing sound man, Martin. If you just want to stand up, Martin, so we can see what you're wearing.
There's
a spin, Martin. He has come as tired man. With tired eyes. Charlotte Ryder has obviously come as Crowley from Good Omens. I've tried to come as Aziraphale from Good Omens. Megan has come as, I'm going to say it wrong, Ygritte.
You did it!
I did it, Ygritte. I don't watch Game of Thrones. Ygritte from Game of Thrones. And Pello is actually wearing a costume.
Apparently.
He had to, thank you. He had to explain it to us, and I didn't get it until like literally just now.
Just like yesterday.
So who here has seen High School Musical 2 just before
yeah!
we start?
Yeah!
Okay, that's good, you'll get
that's
the joke.
Our audience.
So this is actually I'll let you explain this, because I can't explain
it. I am Troy Story.
No, hold your applause.
I wanted.
Hold your applause. And on that particular train wreck, let us get on with the show. So, Middle Below is rated PG and contains mild threat and mild language.
And this episode of Middle Below is recorded live at the Edinburgh Horror Festival. Woo!
It is wonderful to be here in Edinburgh again. One of the most haunted places in the world.
Right up there with London, with Whitby, New Orleans, Paris.
And Largs.
Largs.
Wow.
As in the quite nice seaside town with a really, really cool ice cream place.
Yeah. Loads of Vikings.
Right.
Loads of dead people there.
Right, okay, no, that's a good idea. Well, enjoy the show, everybody. It only gets worse from here.
I'm Gil, and I'm a ghost, and this is Sans the Cat. As you may have heard, Sans and I have recently had quite a few adventures together here in the below, along with our friends from the middle. Well, you were there for some of them. Anyway, we thought with the help of the new astral projector, or as I call it, Gillovision, we thought we'd show you a few moments from our recent shenanigans. What? Shenanigans. It's a word. It all started when someone went missing in the below. You took your time.
I'm arguing with my cat.
Oh, it's Sans finally talking to you.
What?
What?
Okay, well, what's the problem, girl? You said it was urgent.
Someone's ended up in the below.
Someone. From the middle.
Yes.
Well, that's new. I thought I was the only person that could go between the two places.
Yeah, but there are places where the walls are a little thin. It seems they went down the wrong alleyway and ended up here.
Why do I need to bring them back? Can't you do it?
I tried, but they keep running away.
Really? Why?
I'm a ghost, Taylor. People always run. We made our way into the merchant quarter. Taylor walking briskly, and me floating casually. What are you doing?
People from the middle aren't supposed to be in the below in the same way that people from the below aren't supposed to be in the middle. Putting the two together creates a very distinctive frequency. We just have to find the right... And hope to God we don't actually tune into Radio 4 by accident again.
Oh, God, not again.
I think we may have found our wandering soul.
Oh, the old arcade.
I didn't realise these places still existed.
They don't. That's kind of the point of this place.
Well, that's true. Hello? Hello? What was that?
One of the arcade machines made a noise.
Girl, is there someone else in here?
I can't tell. If there is, they're being very quiet about the whole thing. Or not.
Hello? Anyone? From the middle or otherwise?
There's a door in the back.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Stay back!
Oh, God, okay, hi. It's okay, it's all right. It's okay.
Where the hell am I? What is this place?
Well, it's kind of complicated. I'm here to help you.
But you're with that ghost thing.
I told you.
Stay back!
Okay, it's okay. Just ignore Gil. He won't harm you. And neither will I. Look at me. I'm human, just like you. Ah!
You're human.
Oh, God, okay. That's a new one. Yes, as far as I can tell. I'm here to get you home.
And the ghost is...
Gil
is, harmless?
Well, I certainly wouldn't call him that. He's friendly, though. He certainly won't hurt you.
Charming.
I'm Taylor. I think we're from the same place.
Heather. Thank you, sorry for punching you.
That's fine, I probably deserved it for something I did at the last show.
How did you get past the haunted arcade machines?
The what? Oh, no.
Oh,
yes. There's definitely someone else here.
Thank you, Gil. Gil, is it by any chance?
Yeah, it's definitely malevolent.
What do we do?
I think we should do what it says. Run!
Is there a door here?
There should be a door somewhere. There it is.
It's locked!
Gil, can you open it up from the other side?
Open doors. I'm a ghost.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Great, Gil. Thank you. Okay. Hello. Thank you for the warm welcome.
What are you doing?
Just hang on a second.
What's he doing?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Okay. So from what I can tell, you are a spirit trapped in these arcade machines. That must get pretty lonely. Especially if you can only talk in 16-bit voice samples. I can't tell if you thought that was funny or if you're just being sarcastic. You want to leave, don't you? That's why you're not letting us go. You want to come with us? Okay, hold on. Okay, how about this?
Is that a Game Boy?
Yes, it is.
Why did you bring a Game Boy?
I thought we might need it.
Is he psychic as well?
Sans doesn't think so.
Who's Sans?
Taylor's owner.
Excuse me, I'm talking to the big arcade thing. Okay, if you can only exist in game machines, try being in this one. It's not as colourful or as powerful, but you can be taken places, thank you. And you can leave. How does that sound? so.
You might want to cover your eyes for this bit.
What?
Oh. There you go. Heather, I think it's time we go home.
Yes, please.
I'll see you later, Gil.
Tell Sans I said hi.
How do we get out of here?
Same way we came in. Through the front door.
How did you do...
There is a lot to explain, and I wish we had the time, but I imagine there are people who are worried about you. You should probably let them know you're okay.
Yes. Thank you, Taylor.
Anytime. You should have this.
Well, I'm not very much of a gamer, and I don't plan on becoming one now.
That's more than fair. Look, you don't have to play it, though. Just keep it with you. The company will be appreciated. Okay. I have to go. My cat needs feeding, and I should probably put some ice on my face from where you punched me.
Yeah, you're really knocking them.
I've lost teeth.
Some would say it's an improvement.
Hey!
Sans is your cat, though, right?
Yes. Yes. How did you...
Oh, I have a cat, too. He's called Neil.
He's called Neil?
Yes.
I see. Well, in that case, you're in very safe hands. Just maybe avoid dark alleyways for a bit.
I'll try my best. Say hi to Sans for me.
I will. Goodbye, Heather.
And as far as Taylor was concerned, that was the last we'd ever see of Heather. And he'd probably go back to his solitary, slightly sad, slightly smelly life. The problem, however, was that he kind of forgot to ask Heather.
Toast. Where is the toast? I think that's it. Toasty, toasty, toasty. Hi, Sans, how's it going? Morning. That's like, well, whatever the line is. Morning, Sans! Is that you? If you say so.
Hi!
That's new. What? Are you crazy? Yeah, I suppose I am the one talking to my cat. Yes, okay, fine. Okay, fine, okay. Hi.
Hello. Taylor.
Yes.
Heather.
Heather! Yes. Oh, come in. Would you like to come in?
Yes.
Come on in!
Thank you.
Come on in!
That's great.
You've
got a lot of toast.
There's so much toast, I just keep throwing it away after I make it. It's just. Sorry about the mess.
Come on.
Oh, you've got one on your leg there, excuse me.
Goodness,
I'll
just
get that.
Shake that off.
Throw that over there.
Thank you very much. No, it's great, thanks. Nice dressing gown, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Even if it is covered in toast crumbs.
It's also boiling hot. It's so hot in this costume. What? Yes, tea. Would you like tea? Not you. Would you like tea? Or coffee? I think I have coffee.
Tea would be great. Thank you.
Great. Smashing. Brilliant. Cool. Great. Wonderful. Right. Go into the kitchen now.
So, you must be Sans, then.
Don't listen to a word she says! I wasn't talking to you, Sans!
Well, this is great.
Okay, there you go. There's your tea. Do you take sugar?
No, that's great, thank you.
Oh, that's really...
Why, you out of sugar?
No, why?
Right.
Yes, would you like a seat? The living room's through here somewhere.
Thank you, yes.
There's the door. We have met before, right?
Yes, when I got trapped in that haunted arcade machine thingy. You gave me this.
Oh. Well, good. That's good. That's right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, part of me thought I'd made the whole thing up.
Well, that's a pretty powerful and slightly deranged imagination you have there. What was that place? I mean, we have the time now.
The place where we met is called the Below. It runs parallel to the Middle.
The Middle?
The Middle, yes. Our world, actually Labyrinth, here.
Well, why are we the Middle? I mean, what about the Above?
I don't know what the Above is. Gil says it's where you go once you move on from the Below.
So, the Below is Hell?
Not quite. No, if you're in the Below, you still have, hope.
Okay, but how did I end up there?
The Middle and the Below usually run separate to each other, the Below sort of being a kind of fogged-up mirror of the Middle. However, as you discovered, there are areas where the walls are a little, worn.
So, I fell through a hole?
Basically, yeah.
What about you? I mean, how do you go backwards and forwards?
I have the unfortunate fortune of being able to go between the two worlds. I don't know why or how, but that's why I got.
And Gil?
Gil is a ghost.
And Sans?
Sans is a cat.
I see. Can I go back?
Excuse me! Why did I go up? That was such a horrible idea!
That's a divine gravity. Wow. Yeah. I'll let you
on. I'm a ghost.
To the Below, I want to see it again.
No.
Why not?
The Below is dangerous. There's no place for middlings who don't know what they're doing. I'm on a tour guide.
I know it's dangerous. I was there, and I'm not asking you to be a tour guide.
In my eyes. Such a fun idea.
Let's
it's probably
flat.
Safer in the Below, actually. I can look after myself, actually, and I think that I can help.
Just excuse me.
San says there's a girl in your flat, and, like, you can't drink water, apparently. She was very particular about that final point. Right?
No, I mean, you're correct about the water thing, but no, I mean, yes. Look, you remember that person we rescued from the arcade?
Oh, yeah. Wait, it's her?
Yes, it's her. Her name is Heather.
You remember her name?
Of course I remembered her name.
Well, what does she want?
She wants to go back to the Below.
Really? Brilliant!
Brilliant? How is that brilliant?
Well, it'd be nice to have someone else around. And it might help you too.
Help me with what?
Well, you know, being you, drinking water, finding...
Okay, just give me a second.
How did you do...
Oh, if you gotta use doors to go through there, in between the two places.
Did you just leave me alone in your flat?
Well, Sans was here. Let's go.
Where?
To the Below.
In your water-stained dressing gown?
Well, it's already ruined. The show, I mean. Why not? Is that...
Why not, indeed? Well, yes, I suppose it would be rather cold, and it would have been hard to connect to that previous sentence. I don't know. I can't really feel temperature. I'm a ghost. Good point. Before we continue, a word from our sponsors. That means... I don't like him.
Do you think he's going to be nice tonight? Or is he going to be...
Why do you invite him back?
I told you, just get an answer machine.
He's a sponsor.
Doesn't pay anything.
This show is sponsored by NordVPN. I forgot what line I was going to take with this one. This show is sponsored by NordVPN, because who knows what's lurking in your phone line. As if it would help. With NordVPN, who knows where you'll be browsing from? Who knows where you'll be browsing? Tonight's show is sponsored by Audible. Can you hear it? No. Oh dear. This show is sponsored by Casper. Each Casper mattress arrives in a how did they do that sized box. Simply tear open the packaging and watch the mattress expand outward and outward and outward. When will it stop? Can it stop? Outward and outward and outward. And if you don't like your Casper mattress, there is a 100-day no questions asked return policy. Just as well, really, because no answers can be given. This show is sponsored by Harry's Razors. Be careful with them.
Mildly unpleasant, and I don't even think he represents any of those companies.
No, he definitely doesn't. Legally, we have to say he definitely doesn't.
It's a shame, because I could really do with a new mattress.
I could do with a new VPN, I guess.
I can't use razors, I'm a ghost.
Oh, God.
Anyway, Heather was now part of the team and came with us as we investigated a dust spirit inhabiting a haunted library.
Hey, I think that they're up here.
Don't do anything! I'll be right up.
Hello, you. Are you a dust creature? Do you, like books? No? Look, we're here to help you. If you could just,
Heather, no, don't do that! Okay, what did you do?
Nothing, I just...
Okay, hang on. Gil?
Taylor! Heather!
Sans?
Who's Rocky?
What are you up to, Gil?
Nothing!
Gil?
Uh-huh?
Why are there so many ghosts in here, as well as our sound man Martin and our events coordinator Shiraz?
Coincidence.
That's a Wayne projector thing.
It's not.
It says Gilovision 65000 on the side.
Was it?
Is this your projector, Gil?
Yes.
How did you manage to write Gilovision 65000 on the side? You're a ghost. You don't have thumbs.
We have established that, and that's why Sans did it.
I have more questions.
Gil, are you by any chance having one of your middle below screening nights that you never invite us to?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really neat lettering for someone without opposable thumbs.
Let's not pull on that particular thread. Okay, look, where are you up to? Which episode was that?
The one in the library.
Oh, I like that one. Hang on. The spirit in the library had shown its strength, but we knew this world and knew its quirks and secrets.
Okay, so when we go back in, take this.
A hairdryer.
Yes. If they hit us with that dust cloud thing again, you can just blow it all away.
Seriously.
Well, what would you suggest? I didn't bring a fluffy duster.
Why did you bring a hairdryer?
I thought we might need it.
Why?
Well, we do, don't we?
If you knew we'd need it, why did you only bring the one?
Well, I only have the one.
Why?
Well, because they're really expensive and I know that now because I had to buy that for the show. How many hairdryers do you own?
All right. Well, actually three, but are we going back in?
Yes.
It's a fire door.
Oh, good.
We returned to the library, and this time we were ready.
Well, there should be some batteries in it.
When did you last charge it?
Well, I don't actually use it. It's...
You what?
Well, look at my hair, Heather. Do I look like I use a hair? Okay, that smells disgusting. Okay, come on, let's go back in the library.
The library was now completely coated in a fine layer of dust. It danced in the dim light.
Hello?
And then, in a flash, it was gone.
Where did you two go?
We got locked out.
Fire door?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a habit of doing that. You know, one time...
Shh.
I'll tell you later.
I'm speaking to the spirits in this library. I am Taylor Quinn. May we speak?
The library was silent, and for a moment nothing moved. Then, a small swirl of dust appeared a distance away from us. Taylor took a step closer.
Okay, I'll stay right here.
We're sorry we scared you.
That's okay. We scared you.
I don't like it when things get near me.
Really?
Yes. No, not really.
I see. Why do you not like being near things?
Well, look at me. I'm messing. I leave bits of myself everywhere. It's gross.
But you want to be near things.
Yes, I want to be near people. But they won't like me. I'll leave a mess.
What do we do? Taylor considered the dust cloud standing in front of him. He leaned in close to me and whispered,
"Does this place have roof access?"
Yes.
What are we whispering about? Sorry. Just want to be involved.
I have an idea, Dust Boy. Would you like to hear it?
We asked the spirit to follow us, and we walked through the old library. It took a while to convince the spirit to take the elevator with us.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yo, can you just meet us up there?
Yeah, but I've never been in one of these before, and it seemed like fun, and it is.
Eventually, we reached the door to the roof.
This is where we say goodbye, girl. I'll see you back at the flat.
Okay. Good luck.
What is this?
Dust Boy, what if I told you could spend your entire existence flying amongst everyone in the world without them noticing you?
Let me find me a clerk.
They'd barely know you were there.
I don't understand.
What do you know of the middle, Dust Boy?
Oh, that's right. But it doesn't rain as much.
It's also very windy, and quite dusty too, but the thing about Midlings is that they don't really mind.
They don't?
No, they spend their entire lives surrounded by dust, and they wouldn't give it a second thought. Now, I don't normally do this, but if I let you out into the middle, would you like to fly with the wind and dance with the Midlings?
I think I'd like that.
Okay, on three. Ready?
Oh, okay.
One, two, three!
As the wind flew into the narrow corridor, it pulled the dusty spirit out into the bright day and scattered it into the sky. It was over in an instant, and we stood there, looking out over the city, so noisy compared to the world that we'd just been exploring. Do you think we helped him?
I think so. It's impossible to be sure. Hope he's happy. Happy's good.
Fire door.
Oh, good.
That was really good.
Thank you.
What? Wait, what? What do you mean it's my turn? I've never actually looked at you in a dress. I don't know, that time we went to a school?
Oh, that was fun.
Was it?
Well, comparatively.
What, introduce what? I've got it, right. Okay. One time, we went to a haunted school. How is that? Does somebody just clap there?
No. Well, you know what, we'll just... Let's just roll the clip.
That's quite good. Gil?
Uh-huh.
Is there a cat in here?
Oh, I think there might be. There's definitely something else in here.
Well, we'll have to be careful then.
Why?
You know how cats play with their food before eating it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need that and an angry ghost.
I mean, could it be Sans?
Not likely. She never wants to know where we go or what we do.
Why not?
Well, she'd worry otherwise.
What? Oh, no. Oh, that's not good.
Do you not have any spare batteries?
No, these are new batteries, so either they're bad batteries, or there's definitely a cat in here.
They can do that in here?
Oh, they can do everything here.
Thanks, Gil.
Oh, you know.
Oh. Don't suppose you've got a torch in there?
Hang on.
Gil, is that getting closer?
It certainly sounded like it.
Okay, how about this?
Is that it?
Right, okay, fine. Let's me up.
We could just leave.
Excellent point.
Apparently not.
Was a good point.
Okay, how about this?
Seriously.
Not that again.
Well, at least we know it's not going to run out of batteries. And...
Are you sure?
It just... There we go. Light. Can we all agree that the light is working now? Thank you. Right, okay. Right. I'm going to put it down. Let's walk down this corridor, shall we?
Just letting you know I'm behind you guys.
What?
Gil doesn't show up in torchlight.
Really? How does that work?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's because I'm a ghost.
Well, I guess that'll do for now.
It seems to.
What's the plan?
If there's a cat in here, we need to find them and very politely ask them to leave. It's going to be impossible to find whatever's haunting this place if there's a cat messing with it.
How do we find the cat?
Well, we don't. Cats can't be found. They can only find you.
So we just walk around until it decides to show up?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Jim Hall, every skinny kid's nightmare.
Who's Jim?
Oh, seriously. Oh, that's bright.
Guys.
What?
Look down there.
Is that a child? Okay, stay back. Hello.
They're solid.
Solid?
It's the cat.
Oh,
are you, done? Okay. I love little kitty. Her coat is so warm. And if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. Please?
I can't see!
It's okay, the lights went out, you're fine.
I know, I didn't think I was blind, I was just saying.
Can you see the torch anywhere?
What did I just say?
Oh, come on!
Oh, here we go.
Fell on my bottom. Fell on my tailbone.
Oh, come on!
Charlotte refuses to do her own stunts, so I...
Well, like I don't trust myself with the button. Where's Gil?
He doesn't show... What the f***? He doesn't show up in torchlight.
Thank you, team.
He doesn't show up in torchlight. Where are we? Gil! Gil?
Gil?
Gil, please.
Sorry, I got pushed back through about 3 rooms. Hope I didn't worry you. I think I found our spirit.
Where's the cat?
Gone for now. We don't have a lot of time, though. Come on.
Is there a light?
Over there.
Oh, it's that child again. Is that the cat?
No, they're not solid this time. Hello.
is Taylor Quinn. Okay. It's looking at me weird.
It.
The child is looking at me weird. What would you?
Which, why?
Well, you're good with kids.
Well, why would you think that?
I just assume.
What, because I'm a girl?
No, definitely not.
Hello.
Because of that.
My name's Gil. Hey, what's that? Is that a yo-yo? It is.
Oh, wow.
Seriously?
Hey, Taylor's got a yo-yo. Don't you, Taylor?
What? Oh, right, yes. Okay, hold on. Let me just see if I can get the... No, that's not a yo-yo. Don't give the child, like, yes, I remember now. Okay,
He's
right.
Not good with kids.
Here we go. I got it.
Or yo-yos.
Yeah.
Can I?
Yes, please. Please do.
What was that about me not doing my own stunts?
Okay.
Don't get your hopes up.
That's good. It doesn't mean you can yo-yo.
You got two there.
Heather's pretty good, isn't she? Yeah? Do you like Heather? Oh, that's good.
Do you want to come home with me?
What? Sorry. Completely forgot I was on stage there.
I can use the yo-yo, right?
Yes, absolutely.
If you come into this yo-yo, then I can carry you with me wherever I go.
Would you like that? Yeah? Brilliant. Okay, they're going to go into the yo-yo.
Okay, don't move.
What?
Good job, Heather.
Thank you. That was way out of my league.
You did great. It's good to take risks sometimes. Always something to be gained from being vulnerable.
Maybe you should try it sometime.
What?
Shall we go?
Yeah, okay. We'll see you later, girl.
Bye!
We should get out of here.
Yep.
Quickly.
Yep. I've got a lighter in my bag. What's it?
You should see what I've got in my bag.
Good times.
We do have a good time together, don't we? I'm talking about the haunted yo-yo, not the other suit.
Nobody implied anything else.
Get your heads out the gutter.
I mean, other than
that. Ring the bell, ring the PG bell. PG, thank you.
Implied PG. I mean, other than that time in the haunted subway. Oh, yeah. Forgot about that one. And there was that time Taylor got possessed and trapped in a theatre.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then there was the time with Lisa.
Yeah, but I don't think they want to hear about that just now.
Yeah, okay, very true. That's all from us today. We hope you enjoyed our little retro spooktive. And remember, that bad things will happen. Again, here, tomorrow. We're back. We're doing the show again, 9 o'clock. £5.
Bye!
Oh. Middle Below features the voices of David Pellow as Gil the Ghost, Megan Bucky Buchanan as Sans the Cat, David Devereaux as Taylor, Charlotte Ryder as Heather, Cameron Clough as Dustboy and the voice on the phone. Live sound was by Martin Robot. We wish to remind our listeners that bad things will happen. Hello is a Tin Pan audio production. It was written by David Devereaux and produced by David Devereaux, Martin Rowbottom, and Shiraz Khwaja. Thank you for listening. And watching! Yeah. And laughing!
Audibly.
So that everyone could hear.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our small train wreck of a show over. Thank you so much for coming. We hope you had a fantastic time. One last thing before you go. We need to judge our costume competition, don't we?
Yes.
So, if you think that Charlotte had the best costume tonight, a round of applause, please.
That has been noted.
Big number of clap and woo.
It's noted. And if you thought my very warm, very hot, hotter than temperature, not sexy at all.
PG.
PG. Xerophile, round of applause. Thank you. Nobody clapped that yesterday. It was heartbreaking.
It was very sad.
And thank you. And for Megan's amazing Ygritte from Game of Thrones.
Hey,
yeah.
Yeah.
And if you thought Pello's very, 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 very niche High School Musical 2 cost the friends. Okay, yeah, no, I think that is extremely clear who won that.
Sorry, can you please explain the costume? I still don't get it.
Yes, please. Pello, we have 10 minutes left. Please
okay.
Explain this.
There's a scene in High School Musical 2 where he dances very theatrically on a golf course wearing golf clothes. And that's what I'm wearing.
This is all staying
it
in,
it says
by the
golf. CK, golf. That would help. Golf.
Anyway,
and then I have a book.
Right, well.
So Troy, story.
Okay, so before we all decide to ritually hang Pello for that,
keep me for two more shows.
We hope you enjoy the show. If you like our show, you can find it on all reputable podcatchers and some of the unreputable ones as well. The dark web. And we're also on Spotify. If you look up middle below, middle colon is in the punctuation, not middle colon below. Not yes, no. Wait, I didn't make that clear last night and everybody got very confused. Yeah, middle colon.
I think you over made it clear.
Anyway. Also, if you look for us under Tin Can Audio, that is our little production company that we have. We are on Twitter, we are on Instagram, under middle underscore below. We also have a Patreon. So if you want to help us make more of this nonsense, you can find us at patreon.com/tincanaudio. Have a fantastic weekend. Thank you so much for coming, and good night. Thank you very much. We get to watch you leave. Thank you very much.
So that was our show from Saturday the 1st of November at the Edinburgh Horror Festival. We had a great time at the Edinburgh Horror Festival. We had a great time performing at the Banshee Labyrinth and being silly in front of some microphones and also dressing up in some really silly costumes. Speaking of costumes, if you want to see some of the photos that we took of our amazing costumes, you can find the pictures on our Instagram and also on Twitter. I will link to those in the show notes, as well as a retweet that we got from Neil Gaiman for myself and Charlotte's Good Omens costume. It was a weird weekend. It was a really weird weekend. In terms of what happens next, we are going to be making season 2 very, very soon. We'll be posting some updates about that. The best place to keep up with all of the stuff that we're doing is our Twitter @middle_below or @tincanaudio. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to hear more, we are going to be uploading a highlights reel from our other shows up on our Patreon. But in the meantime, please don't forget, never forget, that bad things will happen. Happy holidays, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.